Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out, while you're there, check out our newsletter. Hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, we have a poll question on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think. So check that out. Click your answer. And when you do, you'll see how the poll is going so far. You can read. You can listen. You can also check out the body of work that Kathy Perry has given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, all the different times, things that we've talked about with regard to social media. Kathy, we've got a tutorial there on the site, just the things that you've taught us in the last several visits.
Yes, I know. I really am amazed.
Yeah, I am. I'm not amazed. I knew you could do it. It's Kathy with a K, KathyPerry.com. Is that right, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. They can find your book there, and they can find what you do, your speaking opportunities, and the things that you do to work with customers to help them get their social media strategy squared away, right?
Absolutely.
So. Kathy, can we continue on our list of 10 business uses for social media? Can we
just
continue that? I like this topic. What's next?
The next one is they can recruit and outsource. So you want to be able to access talent. You might be able to have an opportunity to recruit people, but you also can outsource. You can find outsource services if you're needing that for your
business. Recommend LinkedIn for the talent search type of social media platform? Is that a good one for that?
Yeah, it is a good one for that. But, you know, I also was on a call where a LinkedIn expert was also coaching people how to use Twitter for checking job searches and jobs companies that are hiring, because companies are posting hiring opportunities on Twitter first before posting them into a paid location.
Wow, that makes sense. That's smart. So you just do a Twitter search. I do them myself. Do a Twitter search and have it up there as a regular and every day or as often as you want to check it. Do a check for and just put in
a job
opportunity for this capability, this skill or whatever.
And so that's a big one.
Well, are people posting their resume but their desire to be hired? Are people doing that on Twitter as well?
Yes, we're seeing both. Seeing both people looking for people and people posting that they're looking for an opportunity or a job.
Now, that would be a really handy tool for a lot of folks. Of course, the problem with that is Twitter is global, right? So if you're hiring local...
Well, you can totally, put in your location and what you're looking for. And so, it's even though it's a global tool... It definitely can be used on a local level.
So I could put in there experienced technology salesperson in Sarasota or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Yep. Now, manage and building your reputation. Obviously, you want to always be positioning yourself as an expert in your field and, building that reputation online. It helps because people today go and search online about a company and a person before they meet with them oftentimes.
Well, I tell you what, we've done that. We get resumes in for a job posting and we'll go see if we can find them on Facebook. See what they're up to.
Oh, absolutely.
And make sure they don't have any inappropriate photos up or anything like that. But I have to tell you, and I'm going to admit this, Kathy, there was one applicant that wasn't too bad, and she could have been a finalist. Not she wouldn't have wound up getting the job anyway, but we kind of discounted her because she had like 1,000 friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Might not have been 1,000. It was like 800 or 900 friends on Facebook. I, maybe this makes me a Luddite, but I thought that was a lot.
No, that's not a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, but here's my point. I was, whether I'm right or not wrong, I'm the guy making the hiring. I get to decide that, right?
So my point is, it impacted your decision.
I got information there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get lots of information there, and that's what people do.
That's also a good lesson to the young. That's also a good lesson to the young people, though. Be careful what you put up on Facebook because you know it. I mean, there have been more than one young person who's missed job opportunities because their Facebook page didn't look very, you know, appropriate. So, all right, give us one
Absolutely.
More. We got about a minute left. What's next?
Okay, stay current with new technology. So you want to use it and stay current. Also, it expands your market reach. So for companies who are trying to expand beyond their local market, they certainly can use
social media. How would they do that? How would they pull that off?
Well, it lets them reach a global audience or a national audience where you don't have those same walls or limitations when you're on social media that you do in some instances.
Well, if you want to expand a sales office and you're in Sarasota and you want to expand one in Chicago, do the search for Chicago.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can also use it to add new revenue streams.
Yeah.
And you can respond to market changes rapidly.
And that's a big one right there. Let's talk about that some more the next time. Give us your website again, please.
All right. It's KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Thank you for being here, Kathy. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that great? That's some great information on social media. Be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.